Let's hear a story which will relate to us the importance of sincerity and how our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, strive to gain this attribute. Once somebody purchased a slave. When he purchased that slave, the slave said, "Oh master, promise me that you will fulfill three conditions of mine. Number one, you will not prevent me from praying my obligatory salah, 5 daily salah. Number two, take work from me during the day, but in the evening don't trouble me, let me do what I want. And number three, grant me a room in your house where nobody enters. It'll only be me there." And the master said, "Okay, that's fine. All your conditions are accepted. I won't prevent you from reading salah. And I won't take work from you in the evening. And I will give you a room as well." So he took him on the tour of the house and he said, "Select a room, choose a room." And this slave, he chose that room which was, you could say, the most inferior room in the house. And the master said to him, "You've chosen this room, you could have chosen any other room. Why did you choose this inferior room?" And listen to the reply of that slave. He said, "Even though this room is inferior, but with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this room can become a blossoming garden." So what happened? That slave, he went to that room. During the day he would work for the master. And in the evenings he would perform ibadah, worship. One day the master walked past by that room and he heard a sound. So he kind of tried to look into the room to see what was going on. What did he see? He saw that a lamp was suspended from the heavens. The ceiling had opened. The abid, the slave, was performing worship. And this lamp was elevated, suspended above his head. And in sajda, he was crying. He was saying, "Ya Allah, you have necessitated that I must serve this master of mine. This is necessary for me. And Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, because I serve him, I can't perform worship during the day. Please forgive me, Ya Allah. Please accept this excuse of mine." When the master saw this, you can imagine, he was shocked, such a pious slave. So he went back and he told his wife. He told her about the situation. "We've got a very pious slave in our house." So the next night they both went. And they both observed the slave again, once again, busy in worship. That lamp is suspended above his head. And again he's praying. They both enter the room and they both say to him that, "We have seen your piety. We have come across your excellence. We are freeing you for the sake of Allah so that you can perform worship in the day and the night as well." But listen, what did that slave do? When he realized that somebody else knows about my a'mal, my good deeds, he said, "Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you are the preserver of secrets, but my secret has become exposed. People now know about my worship. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I do not want to live any longer." And no sooner did he make this dua that his soul left his body. This was the sincerity of that slave. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for his sake, grant us all forgiveness as well. Now you just heard, respected brother Islam, sincerity, ikhlas. It works wonders. People become awliya because of sincerity. People become accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of sincerity. But what is sincerity? If you were to give it a definition, what is ikhlas? And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in his famous book, Ihya Ulumuddin, he mentions, to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when performing any good deed is sincerity, is ikhlas. So whenever you do any good action, your intention behind that is, I want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this is happening, if you are doing good deeds like this, then you can say you are mukhlis.